At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here on the eve, so to speak, of training camp and media day for the 2022-2023 NBA season, alongside Sam Perley today, lead writer from Hornets.com. And we've got a lot of news and notes to talk about before we jump fully in to training camp and media day for the Charlotte Hornets. We've got a new player that has been added to the Hornets training camp roster. That would be Dennis Smith Jr. Also have some Exhibit 10 signings. And just in general, what is the mood around the team? What is the thought process going in to this training camp? With all that, let's welcome Sam Perley back here to the HHC. And Sam, we were talking about it before we got recording, but it's been a minute since we've done a podcast. I think it's been 5 weeks, the longest gap in podcasting since we launched this thing. Prior to, or right at the start of, I'd say, the 2020-2021 campaign. So good to be back on the mic.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me, and it's exciting to be back. We're just a couple days away from the start of training camp and media day, so this is always kind of a really fun time of year. It's kind of like it's the end of summer vacation, you know, going back and seeing everybody kind of come through the building, get the games going. This is a really, really fun time of year, but it has been strange. It's been kind of a quiet, you know, catch up, get some rest and relaxation this summer, but I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get training camp underway.
Yeah, likewise. I think, you know, one of the things in talking to new Hornets head coach Steve Clifford that he's brought up a couple of times is that, you know, you don't realize you needed a break sometimes until you got one. And we love doing this podcast. We love talking to all of you fans, you Hornets fans, daily throughout the season. But having a five-week gap between press releases, really, from the Hornets, between stuff to really talk about here, gave us the chance to step away and enjoy the breather. And much like Coach Clifford has said, he feels invigorated. He feels energized in a way that he hasn't felt in years. We feel the same now as we get into training camp. So we'll talk about camp in a moment. First, though, I want to talk about the new signing that the Hornets just announced yesterday. Free agent, five-year NBA veteran, former All-NBA rookie second team selection, Dennis Smith Jr. This is a North Carolina native who was a top 10 draft pick and really performed well in his rookie season for the Dallas Mavericks. His production, his opportunity, quite frankly, has dipped recently, but overall, this is a guy who has performed at an extremely high level and is now going to get an opportunity to make this Hornets team.
Yeah, I really like this signing for the Hornets. I think if you look back at Dennis Smith Jr.'s career, very familiar around here. He's from Fayetteville, played at NC State, like you mentioned, was a top 10 NBA draft pick. Had a great rookie season in Dallas. They got in a position where they drafted Luka, and his role kind of shifted a little bit. He ended up getting traded to New York as part of the deal for Kristaps Porzingis. I think a year or two later, he was traded to Detroit. And it's kind of bounced around a little bit. I think his role is a little bit different now, or what his role is going to potentially be here in Charlotte is going to be a little bit different than what it was in Dallas, or maybe what people envision coming into the league. You know, I really like the signing. I think he provides a lot. He's very, he's got great physicality, good size. I think he's kind of transitioned into being more of an on-ball defender and a guy that can, you know, still use his athleticism and speed and quickness to kind of blow by defenders and get to the basket. So his game has evolved a little bit, but that's what you have to do sometimes in the league. You know, you might come into the league thinking you're going to be one thing, and then through situation or environment, you end up kind of having to be forced to do different things, and you got to kind of adapt. And I think Dennis Smith has been a guy that's had to adapt the last couple of years, and now coming into Charlotte, there's an opportunity for, you know, maybe if it's that backup point guard minutes in the second unit, there's an opportunity for him there to kind of build on this role that he has sort of been transitioning over the past few years in the NBA.
Still brings some explosiveness in terms of his athleticism. Pretty darn good defender at this stage of his career, and that's something you get more of with experience. And just overall, this is someone who's done it at a high level. There's a lot of guys who come into the NBA who can score 15 points in a game, or maybe have the capability to score at that level over a longer period of time. This is a guy who has actually done it. He went through his entire rookie season with the Mavericks, was all rookie second team, as we mentioned earlier. He's never been a tremendous three-point shooter. I think his best overall season was around 32-33% from beyond the arc. Shot better than that in college at NC State, but at the pro level, the pro line, it hasn't quite been there. But I almost look at this the same way we looked at Isaiah Thomas coming in, where you had memories of what that person had done at one point in time, and now enough time has transpired where he probably isn't trying to be that specific player anymore. He has a better understanding of who he is and how he works in an NBA team, and on this NBA team in particular, and will put that to his best use to make this squad.
Yeah, you mentioned the three-point shooting. Last season, he played in Portland. He only played 37 games. He suffered an elbow injury in February, and I think with where Portland was at in that season, I think they ended up just releasing him before he could. I think he could have finished the season and been back before the season ended, but he only averaged 0.7 three-point attempts per game last year in Portland, so I think he took 27 total, when that number is way down from what he had done earlier in his career. So he seems to be kind of adapting and playing more to his strengths. And two numbers I looked up that are really kind of encouraging for him, these are courtesy of cleaningtheglass.com, relative to his position. So factoring in just guards, he was in the 98th percentile last season in the percentage of shots he took at the rim. So most of his shooting is coming at the rim. He's using his athleticism, getting to the basket, getting to the paint. You know, Steve Clifford's talked a lot about that's where good stuff happens. Get the ball into the paint, get attempts up there. You've got big guys. And obviously the closer you are to the basket, the higher the percentage is going to be. So does a good job of getting the ball to the rim. And another interesting stat I saw was he gets fouled on 14.8% of his shot attempts. So that is the 97th percentile for guards, in according to cleaningtheglass.com. So whatever he's doing, he's got a good job of drawing fouls, maybe getting guys into foul trouble. He's very physical. He's about 6'2", 205. So he's got really good size and strength for a point guard. But he does a couple of things really, really well. And at this point, like we mentioned, if you start playing to your strengths and develop a role, he can find a bit of a different maybe path now at this point of the NBA. He's still also only 24 years old. I mean, he still has a lot of NBA basketball ahead of him if he can kind of find the right role, and I think there's an opportunity for him to do that here in Charlotte.
One thing to bring up here, as has been reported by outside entities, this is not a guaranteed spot at this time. It's really an opportunity to make the team, and if he does, the one-year deal is there for him. So we're excited to get into it. We're going to talk storylines for the training camp ahead when we return here on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast.
I'm not anti-aging. I'm pro-looking my best. Getting cosmetic surgery at Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates has me looking young again and filled with the confidence I need to take on the day.
From Botox to rhinoplasty to facelifts, Senta offers facial plastic surgery from specially trained eye and ENT doctors who are familiar with how all parts of the face work. Feel like you once did. Schedule your appointment today at ceenta.com/appointments. Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates. They just make sense.
Sam Farber and Sam Perley here with you at Two Sam's edition of the HHC. Hornets getting set for training camp, which will tip off this coming week. Tuesday will be officially day one. We're going to have media day on Monday and start hearing from some of the players, start talking about some more of the storylines in depth and just see how things transpire, different playing groups. It's going to be a very interesting few days coming up. Got Sam Perley here. He'll be writing about it throughout, and we'll, of course, be conducting the podcast throughout the week as well. Sam, as we head into the training camp, it's been a quiet period for the Hornets for the most part in terms of deals. Some teams have been very loud, making big trades. Hornets were mentioned a couple of times for some deals, but nothing really ever amounted out there. What are your thoughts now after this quiet period of things ramping up now into training camp on a very important season for a young nucleus that has performed well but to this point not made the playoffs and now has a new person as the lead voice talking to them and head coach Steve Clifford?
Yeah, it has been kind of a quiet offseason in the sense of there wasn't a ton of trades, a ton of signings. I remember last season, you know, we had the trade for Mason, signed Kelly, signed Ish Smith, and drafted four guys at the time, too. And, you know, I think something that Mitch Kupchak has mentioned in the past is you don't want to ever be reactionary necessarily. So just because another team is making the move and seeing a team that's, you know, trading three or four first round picks to get a player, this and that, I think it's important to kind of remember that every team in the league is kind of on their own path. You don't want to make moves just because, oh, that team over there made a move. Now we got to do something real now quick. And it might not be necessarily in your best interest. You're just making it because somebody else did it. You never want to do that. And I think you got to find kind of that fine line between being patient and kind of running your own race and doing things your way, but also make sure you're staying aggressive and making sure you're having an eye out and being aware of being alert if there are ways to improve the team. So it's about finding that right balance. But I think this is a great situation with this Hornets team because you've got a lot of guys that have been in the building before. You've got a lot of coaches that were here before. Even though there is a new head coach and he's brought in a few new assistants, you still have a lot of the staff here from last year. I think continuity is going to be a big advantage for this team. So you've got guys that maybe didn't get maybe as big an opportunity last year that are in position to get more of an opportunity this year that have been before, that have kind of learned and seen what they need to do to kind of take that next step. So I'm excited to see which of those guys, and you know, we'll probably get into it here shortly, but some of those younger guys, there's a lot of opportunities here to get minutes and to kind of establish their footing in the rotation early on in the season.
I assume that's leading towards players like first round pick Mark Williams from this most recent draft, the ones from the previous one, Kai Jones, James Bouknight, and also JT Thor, Bryce McGowan's. I'm assuming those are the young guys you are talking about. Might they pertain to the thing you are most looking forward to watching in this coming training camp?
Yeah, I think the big rotation or the kind of where these bigs kind of stack up and see where everyone's at is going to be really exciting. You know, these guys have been in here day in and day out over the summer, and we saw a little bit of it at Summer League. I think it's kind of a mixed bag because Summer League is such a different environment. But I always find it's really cool to kind of see when you come into training camp which guys have made real progress. You never really know until you get into training camp, but you know, you think about someone like Cody Martin last year. I don't think anybody necessarily envisioned Cody Martin making the jump that he did last year and shooting almost 40% from three-point range and still playing really good defense. So that's what I think what makes training camp so exciting is which of those guys, you know, sees an opportunity and that's maybe on the fringe of the rotation that's going to step up and go get those minutes. Is it going to be a JT Thor or a Kai Jones or a James Bouknight or a Nick Richards even? So they're not going to have a rotation on day one. They're not going to have a starting lineup necessarily on day one or in playing groups and things like that. It's a big feeling out process, but you'll start to see little hints of it maybe by that first preseason game in Boston October 2nd. But for me personally, I'm excited to see where these bigs are at because I think there's a lot of potential and there's a lot of versatility with those guys and athleticism. So that's one thing I'm personally really looking forward to seeing how it plays out next week.
And it's sounding like we could expect to see a lot from the bigs. One thing that Steve Clifford, head coach of the Hornets, has mentioned is how impressed he's been by some of these young centers, particularly Nick Richards, who is entering now year three here in the NBA. He is someone who is certainly impressed. So there's going to be a lot of competition indeed for those big rotation spots. It'll be interesting to see how it all flushes itself out. Thing I'm most interested in seeing is how big of a gap there is between first team and second team and third team this time around. Last season, we had some surprises in terms of, you know, how ready to play Cody Martin and Jalen McDaniels were at that high a level in preseason, and it really springboarded them into outstanding years for Cody Martin, got him a new contract with the Hornets. For Jalen McDaniels, it put him in a really good position now heading into a contract season. But there was also that third tier, I guess you would say the third string, that was a lot of young guys, a lot of recent draft picks who hadn't had a lot of time on the floor, and there was a considerable gap. Well, now the team took less draft picks. They've been quieter in the offseason. I'm curious to see how much smaller the gap is between that first and second unit and that second and third unit, and how much they all start to push each other. Because even though it's one team, these are all individuals who want to be on the floor a lot and play a lot. So that's something I'm looking for here. And I expect to see a lot of good competition, because the talent level for guys like James Bouknight and JT Thor and Kai Jones, what they physically are capable of doing is otherworldly. And while last season they struggled to get on the floor a lot, if not at all in some cases, this is a season now where they do have their G League experience, their time in the NBA now under their belt, and they can really start to make a push. And similarly, I would throw Mark Williams and Bryce McGowan's into that pot as well. They're outstanding talents and bring a lot to this roster. In the case of Mark Williams, something few teams have. He can touch the rim basically without leaving the floor. Is he ready to push guys like Nick Richards, who had a great offseason, guys like Mason Plumlee, who's well-established in the league? That's what I'm looking to see here. Not do they win the job, how much can they push for it?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think if you look back at some of those guys last year, the rookie class, you know, James Bouknight, for example, and didn't do anything wrong last year. It's just the two guys that were ahead of him in his position, kind of at that two, maybe two-ish three, one, two, three area, they just stayed healthy the whole year. I mean, Cody Martin and Kelly Oubre, I think, played over 70 games. I mean, it's just hard getting into that position and going up against guys that have been in the league 4 or 5 years. So it doesn't mean that anything's wrong with their trajectory or he's not going to be a good player or anything like that. It's just sometimes it's a numbers game. You know, it's not every guy is going to play every single night. You're going to go 9-man rotation, 10-man rotation, then that's it. And there's going to be opportunities. Inevitably, someone's going to get hurt, or, you know, there's going to be situations where guys are out or a guy leaves the game early. And that's when, if you're not in that rotation or you don't make that opening night rotation, you're not part of that first opening 9 or 10, if you've got that opportunity and somebody goes down or there's an opportunity to get in there, take advantage of it. And I think we saw that last year with JT Thor. JT Thor went into the rotation and, you know, didn't light the world on fire, wasn't scoring 25, 30 points a game, but he was serviceable. I mean, he got into the rotation, was in the rotation. It felt like for 2 or 3 weeks until those guys came back and really helped kind of keep the ship afloat. So that's what you got to do. You got to be ready to go. JT Thor did that last year, and I expect those opportunities are going to be there. If they're not there opening night, you need to be ready for them when they come inevitably at some point of the season.
And this training camp will give us a good glimpse of how ready they are for those opportunities. And it happens every year. Like said, coming into this portion, we didn't go into last training camp thinking Cody Martin and Jalen McDaniels would not factor in. We just didn't assume they would be the first guy off the bench, especially after some of the signings that happened. And they earn those spots. So a lot of the offseason noise is big moves. It's trades. It's players moving around. It's, you know, what team seems to be making the biggest, flashiest headline move. But the most impactful moves often can be what happens behind closed doors when no one's watching, all the work inside the gyms, the sweat equity you're putting in for guys like a James Bouknight, for guys like a Kai Jones, and see how much better they will be at this training camp than they were for their first. I'm excited to see what they can bring to the table here for this upcoming training camp. It tips off on Tuesday. We're going to continue to get you ready for it. There's a few other names that are going to be joining the Hornets for training camp and perhaps beyond. We'll talk about them next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Hornets fans, it's time to get some new gear. The best selection of new and classic Hornets apparel is at the Hornets Fan Shop, now with new extended hours. Stop by Spectrum Center Wednesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to pick up the latest in jerseys, Jordans, and more. Or you can shop from the comfort of your own home 24/7 with just a click of a button at HornetsFanShop.com. An easy trip on the light rail, you'll be sure to find something for everyone at the Hornets Fan Shop.
Sam Farber, Sam Perley here with you on the HHC. We're getting you ready for training camp, which tips off officially on Tuesday. Media Day is going to be coming up on Monday. We'll have more interviews, more conversations coming up throughout the week as the Hornets get set for preseason play, which is now officially 2 weeks away. It's coming up fast here, Sam Perley.
Kind of quick, yeah. It's like you get into training camp, like, oh, training camp's a day away, and then it's like, or a couple days away, and then it's like, oh, goodness, the games are coming real quick, too. So it happens fast. It's a good fast, but it is kind of like, oh, wow, like, okay, we're really in it now.
The time has arrived, and the opportunities arrive with training camps. As we said quite a bit in the last segment, you never really know who's going to take advantage of an opportunity. That goes to guys who have been on the roster for a while, and also goes to newcomers. And there are a few newcomers that were recently announced for undrafted free agents that will be a part of the Hornets for training camp. Jalen Crutcher, a familiar name and familiar face. He played for the Greensboro Swarm last season, played in Summer League, former star at Dayton. Anthony DeRuggi will be on the training camp roster. He played at Florida, had transferred there from Louisiana Tech. A Charlotte native joining the squad, Jalen Sims. He played at UNC Wilmington over four seasons and notched a team high in points at 16.4 points per game. Also was an all-state selection at United Faith Christian Academy in Charlotte. And another Charlotte native who also played for the Summer League squad, Isaiah Whaley, is back here with the Hornets. He was Big East Defensive Player of the Year as a senior at UConn, played at Evelyn Mack Academy in Charlotte. And he will be a part of the training camp after playing for the Hornets at the NBA 2K23 Summer League. So, Sam Perley, these four guys join the team. Every team's going to have undrafted free agents come in. And for the most part, the assumption is that these guys are long shots to make the team. But inevitably, when you look across the NBA landscape, by the end of training camp, someone who wasn't expected necessarily to even compete for a roster spot comes away with one. And these are four talented players who played either at big schools or put up big numbers, or in many cases both, are going to have their shot here at the NBA over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and if you look at the end of the season rosters too, I mean, if you go down at what guys were on the final rosters of every team in the league, there's a bunch of guys in there that you could kind of look at and make, that guy probably wasn't even on the radar at the start of the year. So that's what makes this whole process in sports fun, is like you never know. There could be a diamond in the rough. I think for these guys, you know, they clearly did something to get the organization's attention. I want to say Sims, DeRuggi, and Whaley all worked out for the team during the pre-draft process. Obviously, they have a lot of familiarity with Jalen Crutcher, who was in the Swarm last year and on the Summer League team this past summer. But yeah, it's a great opportunity. I mean, in training camp too, there's going to be a lot of the Greensboro Swarm staff here. So I don't think any of these guys here or on any other team, if you're in Exhibit 10, you're coming in because you're competing for a spot, either if it's on the regular rotation, if it's a spot in the G League, or you're competing for a spot around the league. You know, you might be in a situation where a team has too many one guard. You know, another team comes calling and said, hey, you know, we're interested in so-and-so. And you're not just auditioning for this team. You're auditioning for every team in the league, every opportunity to. So yeah, it's a great opportunity for these four guys, and you know, to go up against seasoned NBA competition. I think it's cool, and you never know. There's always a guy that kind of squeaks through the process, whether it doesn't get drafted or doesn't get noticed at Summer League or had an injury or a thing like that, that kind of gets through, and it makes for a really cool story. So fingers crossed, maybe the Hornets have one of these guys coming in next week.
Could certainly be, and it's a chance to put something on tape, and as you mentioned, against players who have a lot of experience. I said my storyline that I'm looking forward to watching for training camp is, what is the gap between the ones and the twos and the threes? And here, if you want to call this the fourth string, I think that'd be fair to say. You know, these are guys 16 through 19 right now on the training camp roster. I think as you look at these guys, if they're pushing the players who are in that third string level, that says something about these guys and where they are, and maybe about the others, and so on up the line. So I'm excited to see it. There's some good resume points and also some good Charlotte stories. You know, Whaley and Sims in particular, coming from Charlotte, going out doing great things in college. Sims averaging double figures, a 16-point-per-game score at UNC Wilmington. Whaley, a Big East Defensive Player of the Year. These are not easy things to accomplish. So to see them get the opportunity, let's see what they can put put on tape, both in training camp and when they get into preseason games, if they get into preseason games, what they can do. I guarantee you this, if you show out in preseason, you're going to find a spot somewhere. No NBA team is going to say, well, we didn't draft him, so therefore we're going to ignore the guy who went 6-for-6 from three in preseason. They will find a way to keep you around and make you prove it again and again until there's no denying what you can do on the floor.
Yeah, if you can play, you're going to get noticed. And I was just trying to think of an example off the top of my mind, and the first one that came to mind, I forget what year this was, maybe like 2017 or 16, was Travion Graham. Similar situation. I think it was during Steve Clifford's first go around. Undrafted, smaller school. I think he went to Virginia Commonwealth, came in on a non-guaranteed deal, you know, undrafted, made the team, and then kind of carved it, you know, had stretches where he was in the rotation, and then carved out a, you know, I think he was in the league for 4 or 5 years after that. But it happens, and it's really cool to see it happen. So, like I said, fingers crossed for these guys. I think it's a great opportunity. And if it's not here in Charlotte, maybe it's here in Greensboro. Maybe this is just kind of the start of making it into the NBA. Maybe it doesn't happen all at once. Everyone's path is a little bit different. So I'm excited for not only these guys, but to see everybody going next week, as I'm sure you are too.
The one that comes to mind for me, and this is almost a decade ago now, but I used to live in Southern California, and I covered the Clippers, and they had a tortured end of training camp in about 2014 when they were down to their last spot, and the guy that they felt they just didn't have room to keep was Joe Ingles. Joe goes on to the Jazz and ends up, you know, putting together this great career, which continues now, by the way. He's carved out a great career for himself. So, you know, I don't know that the Clippers that year went into the offseason saying, yeah, Joe is absolutely part of our plans, or absolutely he's not part of our plans. But it got to that point where he played so well through training camp and preseason that he put a lot of pressure on people and made them make a tough decision, and the Jazz were ready to scoop him up. So maybe one of these four is that type of player for this season and goes on to that kind of career. It'll start to play itself out this week. Sam Perley will be writing up articles each and every day throughout training camp as we head towards preseason play. And then, of course, the regular season. You can see it all on Hornets.com. And, of course, hear him throughout preseason, training camp, regular season, and onwards here on the Hornets Hivecast as well. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. No more five-week breaks. We are in it right now. We got our rest, and we are ready to go.
That's right. I think we've got maybe at most a five-day break. I don't even think we have that. We probably got a 48-hour break. We'll be back with you on Tuesday, giving you the details from Media Day and getting you ready for the official start of training camp, which begins on Tuesday for your Charlotte Hornets. Till then, for Sam Perley and everyone here, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We will talk to you next time for training camp right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.